Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hey, thank you all. OMG. Thank you all for tuning in to last night's show. We had so many questions that came in through the instant feedback system. Thank you very much. For those of you that don't even know that I do a show at night on Wednesdays, it is our 6 o'clock show. We call it our Street Smart Spirituality Show. We've actually been doing it pretty much close, almost as long as we've been doing this show. And it's 6 p.m. on bbsradio.com. And I got to really give a shout out for everybody out there. Apparently, we were talking about a topic that was near and dear to your heart. Thanks to Dr. Wes Crenshaw talking about teens and, you know, what are the issues between teens and parents these days? And by the way, the teens co-authored that book. So I want to thank you. And also at the same time, I want to apologize because we did not get to all of the questions. And so Dr. Wes has promised to come back. I know we got cut off in the middle of the questions on teens and sexuality. So we'll have to come back for that one. But today, for 2 hours, we have got lines open. And the reason we do is that we have just amazing lineup. Thank you, Linda. Thank you so much for what you do. Today, right out of the gate, hopefully we're going to hear a little music to match the book. Right out of the gate, I get to have a conversation, and so do you guys, with Phyllis King. Today, Moments of Truth with Phyllis King, the common sense psychic. That's what I like. We should have a T-shirt for that. That there should be, I am a common sense psychic. Phyllis is joining us here today. She's also the author of The Heart of the Matter, A Journey to Wholeness. Today, we are going to be lining you up, putting you in the queue. For those of you that want to ask a question, get a little guidance, and get some common sense psychic readings going on. So, we're going to find out exactly what that means. But, you know, she's joining me here today. Listen to this. She has read over. Do you know how many people she has read, Benny? Do you have a clue? Can you guess? Do you have like a burning number?
Obviously, it wouldn't do her justice.
Brian can't do it because he's looking at the information.
Yeah, he's cheating.
It's right.
Cheater.
Yeah, common sense cheater. No, he's not. He doesn't cheat.
He could be. I don't know.
No, you know what?
His screen's not facing us.
You know, here's the deal. He's actually really very reliable. He just looks that information up and he knows who's coming on. So I expect him to know the answer. Guess what? 10,000 people in 20 different countries. 10,000 people. That's like a city. It's actually bigger than some of the cities we have in the United States. She's joining us here today. We're going to talk about the heart of the matter, but we're also going to talk about what does it mean to use common sense these days, and how do we use that with an innate ability that we have. Fasten your seatbelt. And, okay, who would like to know the toll-free number in case you want to get in the queue? And the way we're going to do this is we're going to be giving away 3 copies of her books. We'll give them out one at a time. And then we also have something really cool that you could do by emailing Phyllis directly. But if you want to get in the queue to have a reading by a very special lady, 1-800-930-2819. Right now, let us invite Phyllis to join us here on the Dr. Pat Show. Phyllis, welcome to the show.
Thank you for that beautiful introduction. I'm honored.
10,000 people.
It's a few, isn't it?
It is a few. But I would imagine, though, that when someone is doing what they love to do, that it doesn't seem like a lot. It just seems like being in the flow of who you are. Is that true?
It's very true. I do feel I'm being in the flow of who I am. But I have to say, I did an event this weekend in San Francisco with two other practitioners, and one of the people I worked with has done over 25,000 readings. So I look at his breadth of work, and I think, there's more to go.
Yeah. You don't really see an end in sight, do you?
I do not. And as I referenced, the event I did this weekend in San Francisco was Are You Living Your Life Purpose? And I had a couple people say, I'm just trying to bear getting through the next 2 to 3 years till retirement. And I don't believe I will ever retire. Why?
I'm loving what I'm doing.
I enjoy it.
I don't think I will either. Isn't that painful to hear that, though, that when somebody says that? Because I know that that's where I've been there.
Yeah,
I've been at that place.
Yeah.
Where I'm just trying to get through the next 2 or 3 years. Basically, people are saying, I'm just trying to keep my job for the next 2 or 3 years, at some level. But, you know, this is really kind of cool. The heart of the matter. I asked you before, this is an Eagles song, isn't it?
Well, Don Henley.
Right,
he
Don
was
Henley.
An Eagle.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about the book for a little bit. But, you know, in the context of what does it mean? You know, what does it mean to become Phyllis King? What is that journey like?
Okay, well, it's an interesting journey, and I think it's the one every human being takes, is trying to discover, you know, what's going on in this vehicle I call a body. How does it relate to the external environment or the intangible, that divine consciousness, and how do I match those two parts up to make sense of my life and feel comfortable inside of my skin? And that has been my quest. How do I feel comfortable inside of my skin? And when I am at that place, I know I've reached success. That's what Phyllis King is about.
Well, isn't that really the beauty and the gift for all the people listening to the show? Isn't that like an amazing place to be?
In my perspective, it certainly is. It feels centered, it feels grounded, and, you know, I feel abundant. And when you resonate at those frequencies, life tends to flow in a pretty benevolent manner.
Okay, so people want to know, how does someone like a Phyllis King come out into the world and declare, I'm a psychic? And, you know, the reason that I ask this question is I've interviewed a lot of people on the show, and I always find your stories on when that light bulb went on so interesting, because I think we're all waiting for the light bulb to go on, right?
Well, it's part light bulb, but it's also choice, you know. I'm sure you've read at least parts of the book, and I've had other things that I've done along the way, other roles that I've filled that I was quite successful at, and I was never fired from a job. But there was always a part of me that wanted to express, and I kept my psychic life in one place and my professional life in another, and I evolved into certain positions, you know, and certain roles, and they kept getting closer. You know, my last role, I was an executive director for a mental health organization because I thought maybe I wanted to be in mental health. And I loved that in many respects, but it was still there was still too much of a box. I needed to come out of the box. And so it took me a number of years to just be able to own it and have it be okay, whatever culture or society or whomever might say about it, and just put myself out there. And I finally said, you know, I don't really have a choice anymore. I can't go do any of these things because they don't feel right. I need to choose this and let the chips fall. So it really was a choice, ultimately, but it was an evolution as well.
So, you know, I think many people might be as curious as we are and asking the question, the common sense psychic, and how one got to get that title. Let's tell our listeners what this is about, because the folks that are calling in, they're going to be really interested in having information, and they're going to want to know, what does that mean, common sense?
Okay, well, I hands down, I believe the spirit is driving the human experience. I'll make that clear that that's my perspective and my belief. But I also have a body, and I'm also having a human experience. And me personally, as a personality, I have a very linear, analytical mind, and I just like to bring the two together. I like things to make sense, at least in my mind. And even though, you know, I love woo-woo stuff, I have many friends and practitioners who speak the woo-woo language and live the woo-woo life, but often that language, you know, it alienates a large body of people. So I really strive to use language and explain myself in such a way that it's very accessible to anyone. And so that's kind of the nutshell of how it came to be and how the name, the Common Sense Psychic, came to be. It was kind of an accident, as if there is such a thing. And I had a different name many years ago, and I went on hiatus when my first child arrived. And when I came back to work, a friend of mine asked me to guest host her radio show, and I hadn't done it in many years, but I got on the air and I said, "Oh, well, this is Phyllis King," and I wasn't able to use the other name because it had been usurped by someone for a number of reasons. And I said, "Oh, I'm just a Common Sense Psychic," and that's where it began, and that's where it is today.
Isn't that interesting how that just flowed out of your mouth? All of a sudden, it's like, oh, that's just who I am. So you probably had all of the entities floating around you telling you, that's what it is. That's who you are. Yay.
Apparently. Yeah, apparently.
Exactly. You know, I had to be knocked in the head myself, even to be, you know, for the Dr. Pat Show, because that is not the original name of the show. And I think Benny started to call me Dr. Pat, and then the listeners, and all of a sudden we're in the middle of a website change. And I said, wait a minute, stop everything. We're changing the name of the show. There you go. Phyllis King joining us here today. For those of you out there that would love to connect and have a reading on air, 1-800-930-2819. Also, make sure you have your question ready. If you want to send your question in through our Ask a Question methods, go to drpatlive.com or transformationtalkradio.com. And on the right-hand side, just pop in your question. We'd love to hear from you. When we come back, we'll be talking about this fabulous book that Phyllis has put together, Heart of the Matter, A Journey to Wholeness. And what about romance? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
The heart. Did you ever notice how often we use this term in our expressions? My heart is breaking to see this. My heart sings. This person wears her heart on her sleeve. She has a big heart. That touches my heart. Intuitively, we know that in addition to our physical heart, we have a spiritual heart directly linked to the universe and our soul. Let the essence of gratitude infuse you on your journey. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit explorationgratitude.com.
What are these voices outside love's open door? Make us throw up our contentment and beg for something more.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk Radio to Thrive By. Thank you, Benny, for playing that. Very cool. The Heart of the Matter, A Journey to Wholeness by Phyllis King. That's the book. We actually are going to be giving away several copies of the book. We're going to give them away to the first callers. And actually, we have a caller online. But let me just tell you about something else that Phyllis is doing. For those of you out there that want to receive a 45-minute audio seminar, Making the Connection to Your Abundance and or the home version of Psychic Development 1. All you need to do is send Phyllis an email. Just send her an email at phyllis@phyllisking.net. That's phyllis@phyllisking.net. For those of you out there that want to connect live on air and take that 10,000 readings to a whole nother level, give us a shout at 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Or if you want to ask a question, go to our instant feedback, ask a question module, which is on the Dr. Pat Show homepage or Transformation Talk Radio. Phyllis, thank you for joining us here again today.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Why don't we take a reading or two here and then we'll get right back to the book. How about that?
Sure. Absolutely.
All right, Mr. Benny.
All right, let's bring on our 10,001st reading. It'll be Lindsay from Bothell.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
How are you? How can we help you today?
Well, thank you for taking my call. I was thinking about my career, and I was wondering if there was any guidance in regards to my career. I recently just became a nurse. And it was a nice process. I enjoyed it. However, I'm feeling that my calling is a little bit more alternative type healing modules. And I'm just wondering kind of what direction to go to incorporate my new degree yet with the alternative types of healing.
Hi, Lindsay. Well, the first thing I always...
Hi.
Good to hear from you. Well, the first thing I always ask people is, what do you love? What comes most easily to you? What comes most naturally to you? And it sounds like you already have an idea. And most often we ignore what our ideas and our insights are, and we allow the brilliant mind to say, oh, I can't do that because, or 10,000 other people are doing that, or, you know, I'll never make a living at that. So you must have some idea the modalities that are interesting to you.
I do, yes. And I do love helping people. I know that's definitely the direction I want to go in. It just feels a little bit blurry. Like I just don't know exactly what steps
to take. Yeah, what you're going to want to do is you're going to slow down because you're lumping a lot of issues and feelings together. And what you're showing me is that you're afraid. You're saying, I've just got my degree, I've just started this, and who am I to think that I can go and make another change right now, and what are people going to think? So there's a whole lot of different things going on in your decision-making process. So perhaps you might just want to stay where you are temporarily, let the dust settle, let things kind of just gel momentarily so you can get your sea legs, so to speak, and really take some time every day, 5 to 10 minutes or 4 or 5 days a week on a consistent basis to really think about what you want to feel in your life. How do you want your life to feel once you've arrived at a destination? So focus on what it is you think you want to contribute, what you want people to feel after they've left your experience, and match that up with the modalities you've been considering. And then you're just talking about an action plan from there, moving forward. But you're going to want to take a look at this fear piece and say, you know, what is it that says I can't move forward?
Okay.
What is that?
No, I really don't.
Well,
but
so that's when we want to take
it.
A breath. We want to take a breath and take enough time to say and identify what is it I'm feeling. What is it? It's just a little space you're looking for, and you're going to do exactly what you want to do. That's why I'm not poking at you any further. You know, I look at you a year and a half out, and, you know, your life is moving beautifully. There's just no issue here. I would just say trust what you know, trust what's coming up in your mind, and that's the best way to go.
Okay. Well, that's great advice. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Hey, Lindsay, do me a favor. Stay online. We'd love to give you a copy of the book. All right. We're taking your calls. Phyllis King is in the house. Yes, 1-800-930-2819. Or you could go ahead and ask a question. Benny, let's go to the phones.
All right, let's take our next caller. We have Esther now calling in from Bellevue.
Hi, Esther. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you very much. I wanted to be very brief. Thank you for taking my call, number one, and I try to be very briefly. So I work after my husband passed away, and that was my therapy. So I get laid off. So I don't know what to do now. Just go visit my extended family in Europe or go find some job. Because somebody just described me the other day, they said when I get punched, it's so hard for me to get back online.
All right, sweetheart. So tell me, how long ago did he pass?
4 years.
Okay. So the first thing is that you're still grieving. Okay, you're still in a grieving process, and things take what they take. So the idea that you have to do something different is just an urge to get off of the discomfort and the feelings you're experiencing. So what you're telling me is you probably would like some support. You're saying to me, you know, I'm feeling isolated, and I'm not quite sure where I belong. So that indicates to me you would probably do well being with family and friends, at least for a period of time. Not that you necessarily have to move back to Europe or anything of that nature, but you might just need a little support again. And sometimes we think, oh, it's been 4 years. You know, grief has its own process. You know, you'll get through a chunk of it, and then you think, oh, I'm done, and then it comes back again, and you'll be at the vegetable section in the grocery store, and you'll start crying over the asparagus. You know, it's just how grief works. But you sound like you can use a little support at this point.
Yes. And
so that would be my vote.
Yeah. So can you show anything? I find job or something, or just...
Well, your energy is saying to me that you don't want to be doing, that you have so much grief in your energy that you really don't want to be in a doing space, that you're really still in a recuperative process. And so I would encourage you, and you can't substitute my judgment for yours, but I would encourage you to go hang out with some family or friends, and maybe for 2-3 months, maybe up to 6 months, a period of time just to rejuvenate and have a change of scenery and experience something different. And then you'll be better equipped to make a decision about what's next. Should I volunteer? Should I go get a job? But your energy is saying to me you're not quite ready for that yet, and you're trying to push off of the discomfort by putting your attention somewhere else, and it's and you just really need to be for a little bit more time.
Yeah, and that just makes sense. Yes. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you. For those of you that would like to call in, We're taking your calls, 1-800-930-2819. Phyllis King is joining us here today. I want to make sure that for those of you out there that would love to get a hold of Phyllis, go to her website, phyllisking.com. We're also going to take on a big conversation here today. You know, what is the number one thing that people do to sabotage their prosperity? You know what, Phyllis, we get a lot of calls. I'm getting a lot of calls these days about abundance and prosperity. And you address this really, really well. And I think it's a great conversation to have. I mean, do we really sabotage our prosperity? And then I think it would be great for us to talk about how we can step into that abundance. Do you see what I mean? You must get a lot of questions around that.
I certainly do, yes. Are we ready to tackle that now?
Well, what I'd like to do is I'd be ready to tackle it. I think Benny's in the other room, so we're not going to go to break just yet. Let's tackle it right now.
Well, the first thing people have to understand is that it's not related to anything outside of yourself. Everyone thinks that the reason they're not having success or abundance or money or whatever it is, they think it's because something is going on in the external environment. I can't do, I can't achieve, I can't have because something outside of me. I can't go get my life purpose because I need this job to pay my bills. I can't get out of this marriage because. So that dialogue that says I am powerless is really one of the first things people have to look at to try to become empowered to create. I mean, that's the number one thing. And that goes part and parcel with the value is inherent. It's something that we're born with. We don't go earn our value, achieve it, go find it, go get it. We are it, and we have to honor that. So those two pieces really go together.
Okay, let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what this thing is called life purpose. We're also taking your calls if you would like a reading today with Phyllis. Again, 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, we're going to talk about life purpose and prosperity. Can you actually do the work you love and earn a great income? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Going under the knife for a spinal surgery should be your last resort. Get a copy of this free special report, What Your Doctor Doesn't Want You to Know About Back Surgery. Get the report online at wellnessone.net or call them toll-free at 866-499-7509. Read the report. It will take about 8 minutes in order to make a better informed decision about your back pain. Visit wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Do you feel like you need proven leadership because your life is losing its desired direction? Do you need affordable private coaching that will work for you and your schedule? If you've ever felt stuck in an uncomfortable life situation, here's the answer. Based on years of experience in life coaching, Lisa Phillips has written the amazing Coaching DIY Do-It-Yourself Manual. If you haven't heard of Lisa Phillips yet, you should. She's a certified neuro-linguistic programmer, and she regularly contributes to top self-improvement magazines around the world. Many people know what they would like to change in their lives, but don't have the knowledge or the resources on how to do something about it. This book reveals everything you need to know, from achieving exciting goals to identifying and releasing toxic emotions. With Lisa's ebook, everyone can easily take action to feel good right away. Get your copy now at amazingcoaching.com.au. That's amazingcoaching.com.au.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Phyllis King, the Common Sense Psychic, is in the house. For those of you that want to find out more about Phyllis, check it out. Go to her website, phyllisking.com. PhyllisKing.com, and lots of information. Also, if you want to receive, two things, Making the Connection to Your Abundance, that's a 45-minute audio seminar, or you can get the home version of Psychic Development 1. All you need to do is send Phyllis an email at phyllis@phyllisking.net. Phyllis@phyllisking.net. As we said, we're taking your calls, and you know how to do that. 1-800-930-2819. Phyllis, thank you so much for joining me here today. You know, before the break, we were talking about this thing called prosperity. And we were touching upon the issue of looking at it as an external functioning of some kind. And yeah. So, you know, we really are living these days in the results of the external world. How do we make that switch?
Well, that's a big question. You know, the thing I tell most people who are just beginning or haven't ever considered this idea is to watch your language and your thoughts. But start with the language. The thoughts are moving more rapidly, even though the language is an effect of the thoughts. Watch what comes out of your mouth. Watch how you're defining your experience, how you're commenting on your experience, and start there to choose a different way of interacting with life. And from that point, you build on intentionally putting different frequencies, behaviors, whatnot, into consciousness.
So, you know, one of the things that you and I were talking about a little bit during break is this idea of how to really be in relationship with ourselves, in relationship with other people. In your opinion, what does it mean to be at this place where we don't feel like we're in relationship? And we hear this question come to the forefront in terms of life purpose. It's like, Phyllis, I don't know my life. I can't find it. I don't know that I ever had one. If I had one, I lost it. Help me find it. We go round and round. I know I've done that. I've gone round and round and round and round like I'm on a merry-go-round about it. And, you know, maybe sometimes is it true, Phyllis, that maybe we are in our life purpose and we just don't like it?
No.
Oh, thank you.
I think once you're in life purpose, you're going to like it.
Yeah, thank you.
That being said, 2 points. One is our first caller, Lindsay, was the perfect example. She hears what she wants to do, but she's questioning it. She doesn't listen. She needs to have validation of some sort from an external source. So she thinks there's a whole process of, can I allow myself to have what it is I say I want? It's a real permission factor. And a lot goes into that, the courage to change, the courage to step outside of the norms or the parameters society or culture tells us we need to do. So it is a standalone process. You may not be able to receive validation from your friends, your family, culture. You have to be able to listen to that instinct, that voice, the compass, I call it, the heart, to say what is right for me at that point. But in life purpose, sometimes it is an evolution. You know, in my reading style, I do something I call looking at life themes, that I believe we come to this planet to evolve, grow, learn, contribute certain things. It's already set up before we get here. And my friend Richard Unger, who is a life purpose expert and a hand analysis expert, talks about our fingerprints being in our hands, you know, when we're a fetus. So he also talks about it being set before we get here. And as with me, there were certain times in my life I was not doing this as a full-time profession, but I was living fully, I was learning, I was grasping what I was supposed to learn and those experiences. I wasn't that comfortable, but that was where I was supposed to be. And so it is an evolution as well. But when you drop into life purpose and own your authority about what it is you're supposed to do on this planet and who you are, it is a completely different feeling, and it's great.
Well, you know, this is, you know, one of the questions that comes up a lot. And, you know, I think we were kind of joking about this before or maybe during the break. But let's address this issue. I think many of us grew up with this idea that if we actually did what we loved, that we could almost expect not to make any money. And, you know, I don't know. I think you and I might, I don't know, maybe we had the same parents or something, right? Right? And it's like, what do you mean you're going to do what you love? Get out there. Just get a job, girl. And honestly, I did that. But in the weirdest way, I will tell you, Phyllis, weirdest way, I did get those jobs. I mean, I shared this the other day on here. I cleaned fish and I sold hot dogs and I pushed a mail cart all at the same time. I had three jobs. I loved them all. I did. And, you know, I look back at that and someone asked me, well, if you love them so much, why didn't you keep doing them? I think that, and this is what I want to ask you, it isn't necessarily that I love the job, but there was something about it that I loved. And it's figuring out what that thing about those jobs, what it is or what it was that I liked about them that made me like the job, you see?
Oh, well, that's brilliant. And I that actually goes along with a plan. I give people a lot of plans because people like tangible things to follow. But I always say, go back over 7 experiences in your life where you felt great, where you felt in power and authority in your life, where you felt like what you were doing really matched your life, and identify what those traits are and put 7 of those together, and you're going to figure out what you're good at, what you like, and probably what you're supposed to be doing.
Well, you know, it is. It is really kind of fun, you know, and I had to look at it. Now, if anybody's ever cleaned fish, you know, I mean, and then think about doing it for a living. You know the story of you doing 10,000 readings? I think I've cleaned 10,000 fish. I think all kinds of fish, you name it.
Okay.
Everything. I have been, you know, stuck in a finger by the top fin of a mackerel, and, oh, I could go on about that. But you know, is that the part I liked? Or did I love working with Louie? Louie, the head fish guy, the Italian fish guy. And did I love the fact that we got to hang octopi, or right, every Christmas from the shelf? It's so interesting where you really have to step back and look at that. Now, I know why I love my hot dog job, and I know why I loved my mail job. And it all points to the fact that I really do love talking with people.
Yeah.
But it took me a lot of years to figure that.
There you go.
All right. We've got a caller, Phyllis, on the line.
Okay.
Looking for some help. And actually, she's going to actually receive a copy of your book, too. All right, Benny.
Cindy from Seattle, then.
Cindy, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you very much.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
Yeah?
Just okay, really.
just you're like okay. So like on a scale of 1 to 10, like okay is like in the middle, right?
Oh, yeah. Probably a little bit higher than that right this minute.
Okay. All right. So good. I want you to meet my friend Phyllis King.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, Cindy. What's going on?
Oh, let's see. I just got laid off my job, and I'm just like, totally lost. I've had pretty much success my whole entire life, you know, with business, house cleaning businesses and stuff like that, and I've done pretty well. But last year, 2 years ago, I was out of work for about a year and a half, first time in my whole life. Now I finally got this really good job, good pay, everything, and now the lady wants to let me go. And I'm up in years there, and I'm just, like, freaking out. I guess that's the best word I can use right now. I've pulled cards. I've done the fish thing. I'm just, like, I'm lost. And I just was wondering if you gave me some little bit of a direction.
Well, I'll tell you a couple of things right off the bat, and I think Dr. Pat and I might touch on this before the hour is over. We'll see. But 2012 is a period of time of transformation on the planet, and it is the beginning of an era. Whatever you're doing, September, October, November of 2012 is what you're going to be doing for the next 10 to 14 years, and that's what's profound to me about this period in history. Work, personal life, what have you. But about 2012, it is a time of transformation. If you look around the planet at the demonstrations, at the violence, at the insistence upon change, and people are willing to lose their lives over it, that's some powerful energy. And so what's happening with you and a lot of people is that whatever has been on the back burner, whatever we haven't been addressing in our life, is going to be forced to the front. There's no way to get around it. And so as you were talking, a couple of things, you said a couple of things about I've been successful. You know, I would ask you to define success, maybe not this moment, but we have to define what success means to us. What is that? What does that entail? And is it something outside of ourselves? And to what measure? And so we have to define that. And the second thing I wanted to know about is what you love. You know, that we love money, of course, who doesn't? But, you know, really, what is it you love? What were you put on this planet? Or what do you like? What do you enjoy doing? What do you like? Do you have ideas about that? Can you give yourself permission to think about that for more than a half of a second?
Oh, yeah. Not to make a living at it, though, probably. Are you asking me what I love?
Well, we'll take that question second. See, that's the thing. We say, I know what I love,
right.
I know what makes me rock and roll in life, but then the brilliant mind comes in to negate it. But anyhow, go back to tell me what it is you love, what your hobbies are, what you enjoy doing.
Yes.
Well, what I really love to do, I love cleaning, and that's what I've done my whole life for a living. I really, really enjoy that. I love to hike.
And what is it you enjoy about it? What do you enjoy about it? Is it the actual cleaning, or is it the feeling that what you give to people? Because feelings are what create our experience and consciousness. So if you can identify what the feelings are associated with cleaning and why you enjoyed it so much, as Dr. Pat did with the fish and all of that, that would be helpful to you.
Well, yeah. Are you asking me?
Well, actually, you don't have to answer it just this minute, but I would encourage you to go over those types of questions. And you know, you're in a transitory time right now, so that you're freaked out or whatever. I would try and turn that around, turn that language around to say, oh, this has ended because it's not right for me anymore. You know, the divine cannot give me a learning experience I don't need. You know, the divine does not work in that fashion. It just means that there's something better for me or something I need to claim on behalf of myself. And so, you know, you might have to take, you know, there's a shock factor to the human body when we're let go or laid off or what have you. But it's just a signal from the divine that this is not the right place for you anymore. There's something else for you. And our ego mind wants to say, this is bad. I'm lost. This is not right. So we have to sort of try and shake that off as soon as we can, and then get back to the space of what is in this for me? Why would I have chosen this experience? Why would the divine put me in this position? How is this serving me? And then get back into that space of how can I recreate my life moving forward? And the best part about this, Cindy, is that the tide of transformation is with you. And so if you embrace that perspective, you will experience synchronicity. You will experience events that work out for you as you try and create this new life for yourself. And
thank
as I
you.
Watch your momentums through this year, you're busy again in the middle of June. I mean, it's May. It's the 1st of May. You're busy again in the middle of June. You're on to something. So there's not much downtime here for you.
Oh, I love that.
I know. We love the outcomes. Tell me the good stuff. But I make you work for it.
Yes. Hey, would you do me a favor, Cindy? Stay on the line. We'd love to give you a copy of the book.
Well, thank you very much.
You
thank
bet.
You.
All right, let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show, my very special guest, Phyllis King, joining us here today.
Gratitude, asks the heart. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which strikes at your door and waits until you open it with grace. I am that which only wants to partner with you at any moment. I am that which wishes your expansion more than anything. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life while bathing in this wonderful and powerful vibration with our diamond combo, and transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
What would it feel like to let go of a painful story that causes suffering? Discover how love is greater and more powerful than fear, anger, doubt, worry, or grief. Superior to any story about your life that causes suffering, there is a story of love waiting for you. Can you imagine a story without judgment? A story of forgiveness? A story that releases "I can't" and proclaims "I can." Imagine a story where you let go of what was and embrace what is and create what you want for the future. The first 25 audience members to contact Dana at danafrost.com and inquire about the Pay It Forward, Pay What You Can coaching promotion are invited to a one-hour power-packed coaching session or 2 30-minute coaching sessions. You simply pay what you can afford to pay. In the subject line, please input Pay What You Can coaching inquiry.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Great to have you here. For more information about us, go to drpatlive.com. That's drpatlive.com or transformationtalkradio.com. Phyllis King is joining me here today. For more about Phyllis, go to phyllisking.com. Her book is The Heart of the Matter, A Journey to Wholeness. Phyllis, thank you again for joining us here today. You know, we haven't talked about the Mayan calendar, and we haven't talked about 2012 in terms of predictions like people are talking about. Can you just let me know what your view is on 2012 and on the Mayan predictions?
Well, I don't discount all of the Mayan predictions, and you know, I think there's value in the history and in the presentation and some of the time, and I think interpretation is everything. I personally do not believe the world is falling into a sinkhole on December 21st, but myself and most people, my colleagues in my industry, most of us believe it's really about a change in era, that we're moving from the information age into the intuition age, and we're really trying to reclaim spiritual identity rather than having the external define us. And so as we see on the planet, you know, just around the world with political structures and how people are uprising, and we're seeing that we're reaching critical mass with, you know, air quality, food, pollution, everything you can think of, it's coming up on the planet, that we're being forced to deal with these extreme circumstances that human beings have created on the planet. And as I referenced with Cindy, our last caller, that we're embarking on a 10 to 14 year cycle, that what's happening in 2012 will set the tone for what's happening for more than a decade. And for me, it's no mistake we're in a presidential election year, and whoever occupies the Oval Office will have more impact than just the duration of their presidential term. So it's really a pivotal time in history, and probably one of the biggest times in my view, in my never so humble view, 500 years.
So what is it that we need to know and learn for this year?
Well, the first thing about the transformative energies is that go with the flow. Do not resist. If something gets cut off in terms of your job or your relationship ends, don't resist it. Move with the river. Don't push against it. And that the whole objective here is to reclaim spiritual identity. You're more than a body. That you are not sustained by anything outside of you, that everything comes to you through the grace of the divine. And it is that relationship which gives you the gift of life and to inhabit this, you know, this planet, this rock we call Earth. And so identifying with the internal, not the external, is really what this is all about.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us here today. One of the things that I think is really important to chat about for a moment is this idea of being in service. And we hear a lot about it. I was doing a show last night, and we talked about, you know, that there is actually what they call it trending. And it seems like with the youth right now, this is a generation of young people that are really stepping into a very altruistic role and are really leading the way in teaching parents some things in some ways. What is it about 2012 that we need to do more of, if anything?
Well, if you've never learned to listen to yourself, learn to listen to yourself. It's really saying no to the external, not allowing anything outside of us to define ourselves or tell us how we're going to feel or what it is we need to do. It's all the internal process and how we relate to the divine consciousness, however you measure that. It's how do we relate to the intangible and not resisting what comes your way. And it's those two pieces we're trying to marry so that we can contribute and bring out what it is our unique gifts or talents or feelings are at this time in history, but for ourselves and for the planet.
So, you know, this is really a time for us to really figure out what the heck we're going to do here. You know, it's
yes,
really
it
kind of interesting. That's why so many questions have come up around life purpose and other things. You know, it is really a time for much collaboration. And I think it's said so often. Thank you, Phyllis, for joining us here today. Thank you for doing what you do. And thank you for the book, The Heart of the Matter. All of us in some way seek a better life, whether it's looking for a new job or being of service or flipping hot dogs or whatever you're going to do. But you have a very special calling, and I want to thank you for doing what you do. What would your personal message be? What would you like to leave us with today?
Well, I want to remind people that their value is inherent and that you don't have to go find it, develop it, earn it. It's already there. And anything you dream of is available to you. And that is also the message for 2012.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Phyllis, one more time, give out your email address for people that would like to receive that audio from you.
Oh, thanks, Pat. I want to thank you for having me today. It's been a joy and a pleasure to share space with you. And my website is phyllisking.com. And you can email me at phyllis@phyllisking.net for any of the audio programs I'm sharing with your audience.
Absolutely. And the book's available just about anywhere, right?
pretty much, yes.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us here today. I want to thank all of you out there. And a couple of things are really important. Many of you are asking about where that you could go to get the archives on the shows. Very, very easy. You can go to thedrpatshow.com and you can go to Transformation Talk Radio. Some of you are also asking for us to put up more information on the KKNW website, and we will be sending a lot more information to KKNW. A couple of things we've got going, a brand new questionnaire that we're developing on prosperity. So we've got a lot of things planned for you. But right now, please stay tuned. Next week, we will be launching a brand new page on Transformation Talk Radio homepage. Lots of really cool things happening. We're going to take a short break. Guess what, though? When we come back, guess who's going to be in the house? Sue Storm, the Angel Lady will be there. And so this is very, very cool. What a great day. Stay connected. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Going under the knife for spinal surgery should be your last resort. Get a copy of this free special report, What Your Doctor Doesn't Want You to Know About Back Surgery. Get the report online at wellnessone.net or call them toll-free at 866-499-7509. Read the report. It will take about 8 minutes in order to make a better informed decision about your back pain. Visit wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Do you feel like you need proven leadership because your life is losing its desired direction? Do you need affordable private coaching that will work for you and your schedule? If you've ever felt stuck in an uncomfortable life situation, here's the answer. Based on years of experience in life coaching, Lisa Phillips has written the amazing Coaching DIY Do-It-Yourself Manual. If you haven't heard of Lisa Phillips yet, you should. She's a certified neuro-linguistic programmer, and she regularly contributes to top self-improvement magazines around the world. Many people know what they would like to change in their lives, but don't have the knowledge or the resources on how to do something about it. This book reveals everything you need to know, from achieving exciting goals to identifying and releasing toxic emotions. With Lisa's ebook, everyone can easily take action to feel good right away. Get your copy now at amazingcoaching.com.au. That's amazingcoaching.com.au.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now?
visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.